Didn't we tell you to stop talking about that man? We gave you strict orders to stop teaching in that name. It's like they can't even say the name of Jesus. Don't say that name. But his name was filling Jerusalem. He said, you filled the city with your teaching. Like the fragrant aroma, when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, the aroma filled the room. The name of Jesus fills the city. The name of Jesus and his teachings fills our hearts, our lives. What did Jesus tell Nicodemus? God does not ration the Spirit. He comes in fullness. The only rationing we may speak of is the capacity of our hearts. And we shrink, we reduce the capacity of our heart. Or maybe we can say the opposite. We enlarge the capacity of our heart through obedience, through faithfulness, through fortitude and courage in face of opposition to do what is right. The Lord is inviting each one of us to face the oppositions, to not be deterred when they tell us to stop doing the things that we know are true and good and right, to be disobedient. We resist those calls, and through fidelity to the gospel, fidelity to Mother Church, to our bishop, we enjoy the fullness of the Spirit, like the fragrant aroma. If not, the wrath of God remains on us. But Jesus says, the wrath of God is not an emotional tissue that God gets mad at us so he punishes us. God is immutable, unchanging. He doesn't have mood swings. The wrath of God. We can imagine how dark this room was, this church was, a couple of hours ago. And the first time the light came on, it's kind of shocking. It's the same light that's on right now. It's not shocking to us. But when we choose to live in the dark, when we choose to live in disobedience, the smallest light is shocking to our eyes. And so we want to be faithful children. We want to receive the teaching and live in its fullness. So like the early church, we want to practice obedience and fidelity. For we must speak his name. We have no choice. Let's pray for that grace to be fearless and faithful. Amen.